Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
It is good in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Psalms, chapter 118. Psalms, chapter 118, the Lord's mercy. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can men do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song. That is become my salvation. Amen. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I go into them, that I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord in which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builder refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save me now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord, we have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us life, bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, I will praise thee. Thou art my God, will exalt thee. I'll give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Amen. Let us now give thanks. Yes, O God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We magnify your name. We adore your name, Lord Jesus. O Lord, hallelujah. Let us now give thanks to the Lord for all his mercy endureth forever. Lord, thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, your miracles, wonders, healingness, faithfulness, strength, perseverance, good health, and answered prayers. For all the solutions for our every problems that we face, thank you, Lord, for all the food that we eat, the shelter, the raiment that we wear, the people we meet, your word that guide us and lead us. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the whole week that we pass by your grace and mercy to sustain us. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down ourselves before you. Purify once again our mind, body, and soul, so we can again come again into your presence with pure and clean heart. Let us now pray for our personal petition and request unto God. Let us now pray for our family, for the husband, wife, children, our parents and siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our family, to have a good health and strength to sustain them in their lives. We pray for the husband to give them wisdom to be head and ruled his family according to your will, and enable him to always stand with you. Give them good health and strength, well-paid job to provide the needs of his family, and protect him, O God, from the evil one, to continue to the task that you entrusted to him. Lord, we pray for the wives, for her perseverance to obey and submit to their godly husband, that she has always joy in doing her ministry over to her family. And let the works of her hands be blessed by you to be a good helper and be a good example to their children how to manage life with wisdom that comes from you, O God. To stand and be firm to the truth of your word. We pray for the children, Lord, for your divine intervention in their lives to be good in their lives in the fear of you, to grow in their studies and grow today and help their parents in everything they can help to them. Lord, we pray for our parents to always protect them, give them good health and strength, pray for their salvation that they enlighten their mind and heart willingly to abide you. Even for our siblings, Lord, we pray to protect them, give them good health and strength, the love of God to care for one another, siblings to help each other to grow and mature in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our job. Lord, we thank you for our job to sustain and provide our daily needs. We pray, Lord, to increase our salary, to bless our company so we are also blessed by giving more projects and clients in every field of the job when your people is in. We pray for the salvation of our boss and the people we are serving with. Give us wisdom how to speak and how to be to speak the words of yours, so we'll know that you are the true Lord Jesus is with us, and know that you are a true God. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for their continue to encourage through your word to accomplish the task that you entrusted to them and finish the race until the time you come and take us in heaven. Give them perseverance and your reflection, and their reflection will be in their lives. Are you work in them and through them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbor, friends, colleagues, friends to be saved. Lord, we pray to help us to endeavor to be a good example and good testimony to them, how to live a righteous and holy life away from all these worldly things and deny ourselves to carry our cross and follow you. That everything we do, O God, and everything we say is for your glory. And our joy is to walk in of your spirit and the walk of yours, to help them to come out from their enslavement and set free from it, and enjoy the blessing you will give to them once they repent and obey in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, Malawi. Let us pray for the favor from God, and that we will be provided for all the logistic needs, offices, and documentation needed. Lord, we pray for the peace and blessings of this country. We pray for the salvation of the people who live here. We pray and commit ourselves once again to abide the rules and the regulation of these nations. We pray, Lord, to protect of all your congregations and other places. We pray to help them, to give them love, the people around them and under their care, to endeavor to bring at your feet, to teach, admonish, and preach the gospel boldly in the name of Jesus. Provide their needs, Lord, and sustain them, O God. Let us now pray for the church to grow in all the ministers of the church, in evangelism, more Bible studies, groups, and more congregation to be planted, more people got water baptized, and more to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we praise you and thank you for your church, where you will get and take the truth of your word, how to put into practice in our daily lives. Lord, we pray to bless and more congregation to be planted, for your church to spread your word and expound it, for the people will be delivered. Lord, bless the church banking, church school, church clinic, farming, publication, ministry, translation, watchmen, website, that many languages will be translated and to understand further of your word, for the website, for the children under their parents' ministry and the wives under their husband. Lord, we pray for all your servant is be filled more of the Holy Spirit to lead us in a way, in the way you want us to do and go. Bestow upon us the spiritual gifts that we need. Gifts of prayer, healing, healingness, speaking of tongues. For the people will be, know that you are a true God and we are your servant. Lord, help us to manifest in our lives the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, long-suffering, patience, perseverance, faith, and self-control. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, for our service today. Bless Lord, hear our prayers. Anoint us once again with the Holy Spirit to fill us with your glory. Lord, bless our prayer, our worship song to sound not only in our lips, but most of all, our obedience to you, to your word and our giving. And the word we hear today, Lord, we pray to speak to us, to encourage us to continue to walk in the path that you ordained to us to walk with. Lord, let your name be glorified. Bless our recording, Lord, to reach the lost, O God. And that you may name, O God, we glorify in our midst. As you said in your word, blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of this house of the Lord. Amen. Let us now all stand and sing praise to the Lord.
Until then, Lord, shall I know, not till then, how much. worship you up to the very end of these days in our lives and up to the next days, to the next life to come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the opportunity to call upon you and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call to him and he answers us. If we run to him and lift up our hands, he will lift us up. Hallelujah. Praise him. Thank you for joy. Soul and with all our strength. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Once more, Lord God, we come and we present our bodies as living sacrifice unto you. Let it be, O Lord God, that we will receive once more, O Lord, the blessing that comes from you. Let your Holy Spirit fall in us, touch us once more, and heal us whatever infirmities in our lives we have. Let the peace of God reign in our hearts, a peace that even the world will not understand. Our minds, our soul, and our spirit. Hallelujah.
To be there.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering, and first fruit to God. Kindly open our Bible in the book of Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith of the Lord of hosts. And I will, and all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord. Lord, we come to you with the grateful for all the blessings that you give to us, and we are grateful to give what is due for you. And this, and you promise to those who gives then the tithes and offering in first fruit, you open the windows of heaven, yes, and rebuke the devourer in our lives. Lord, we trust you, and you are faithful, God, to your promises. I pray for this money, O God, to use for your glory and help the needy and further expansion of your church throughout the whole world. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. This all we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled, Are You Doing God's Will? Part 7, Suffering for Christ. Are you doing God's will? Part 7, Suffering for Christ. Open your Bible in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 8 to 19. 1 Peter, chapter 4, verses 8 to 19. And I'm reading in King James Version. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another. As good stewards of the manifold grace of God, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall be ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Lord, as we listen and meditate your word, O God, help us to do your will in our lives and understand the way you want us to live for you, Lord. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Anoint my lips as I read your message today, O Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Your name be lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. The key thing here to continue to live a life for Christ and persevering in facing the suffering is to have more love. And as said here, fervent charity. Fervent is to be stretched out and to be without ceasing, having no limit for love in order to be able to dilute and finally blot out sins from among us. The increase of wickedness will make charity grow cold. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Therefore, to face the work of the evil one, charity should be abound. Jesus confronted the Pharisees that they don't have the love of God. John chapter 5, verse 42. John chapter 5, verse 42. But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. He also showed them that they are doing of God's commands like tithing, but they are neglecting and putting aside other commands. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass over judgment and the love of God. This ought ye to have done and not to leave the other undone. Keeping all the commands of God and laying our lives for the sake of others will express the true love. John chapter 15, verses 10, 12 to 13. John chapter 15, verses 10, 12 to 13. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Christ abided in the Father's love when he kept his commands, and what was enabled him to lay down his life on the cross to save us from sin. Putting Christ as our example will teach us to abide with God's commands, and finally will lead us to lead our lives to serve him by serving others. Christ was full of joy as he abided in God's commands, and he was enabled to pass the period of great suffering. When we do the same as Jesus abided in God's commands, we will have a joy and to the full. John chapter 15, verse 11. John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. That kind of fervent love Christ declared it to us in words and in deeds. And Christ continued to declare it to the whole world when he died on the cross to take away mankind's sins. John chapter 17, verse 26. John chapter 17, verse 26. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. First Peter chapter 4, verse 8, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. The fervent love would be first manifested among the family of God, among the believers, the church community, and when it is increasing and overflowing, will overcome sin and the work of devil, and will be manifested in repentance, in forgiveness, and in transformation of people's lives, and would be overflowing to the world around the church. It will be manifested in ministries and services to others among the believers, and extend to the non-believers and into the farthest places to reach the lost. First Peter chapter 4, verse 9. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. The believer should be hospitable and generous to guests, especially those who are moving to serve the Lord with us. We need to aid them in their service. Paul, in his letter to Timothy and Titus, addressed the hospitality to be linked with the church leaders. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Titus 1:8, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. And Peter made it a must to every believer. It's true that no one can bear fruit unless he is manifesting hospitality. Willing to give and to sacrifice is the character of Christ's charity. 1 Peter 4:9. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. Grudging is murmuring, a displeasure and debate against one another. It is a sin, and it is personality and an attitude problem that the believer in Christ should deal with it, because it can lead to lack of fruit. Murmuring can be directed as displeasure toward the Lord. John chapter 7, verse 12. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, he is a good man. Others said, nay, but he deceiveth the people. Or it can be directed against one another due to some privileges being overlooked, as we read here in the early church. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Therefore, we are admonished to do everything without arguing or complaining. Philippians chapter 2, verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputing. So in facing suffering, we are still required to show charity and to offer hospitality without grumbling. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We should be people who are beneficial to others. Whatever we have, it came from God, and it is not for us alone. We need to use them for the benefit and the well-being of God's church and for others to taste and experience the goodness of God. Operating with good administration in sharing and using the gift for the benefits of others. Every one of us had received gift from God, and we are required to develop them and to use them to serve God and to serve others, manifesting in this way the manifold of the grace of God. The church is complete with its head, Christ, who gives us various gifts so that his grace will be completely given to us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. To minister is to be a servant, to be willing to suffer, to attend and supply the needs of others, to wait at a table, to prepare food for others, to supply food and distribute the necessities of life, to take care of the poor and the sick. To minister is to administer the office of a deacon in Christian churches and to serve as a deacon. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 13. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 13. And let this also first be proved. Then let them use the office of deacons, being found blameless. For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. Paul wished to keep Onesimus with him so he can serve him and help him while he was preaching the gospel. Philemon chapter 1, verse 13. Whom I would have retained with me, that in thy stead he might have ministered unto me in the advance of the gospel. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praised and dominion forever and ever. Amen. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Apostle Peter divided the spiritual gift into two kinds. The first one, that what is administered through speaking, as we read here in Romans chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. Romans chapter 12, 7 to 8. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. First Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8, 10, and 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8, 10, 28. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues, and God hath sent some in the church, diversities of tongues. And the second one, that what is administered by actions. Romans 12, 7 to 8. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9, 10, 28. To another, faith by the same Spirit, to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits. And God had set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gift of healings, helps, governments. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Suffering trials and suffering for Christ's sake should not be a strange thing to happen into our lives. Not only trials, but fiery trials that devil will try against you, a trial that you will be tried with it. You stand for the Lord, and your service will be opposed by the power of darkness and by the principalities in this world that opposes Christ and his kingdom. As Christ was opposed and suffered from the religious leaders at that time who opposed his mission, which was affecting their position and setup. Today, it is expected that we suffer as he suffered when our preaching and the way we live and serve is condemning the sin and the work of darkness. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Instead of being puzzled with the trials, let us rejoice and be glad, and for the following reasons. We rejoice in trials because we know that we had hit the target. We rejoice because we share the suffering of our Master and Lord, knowing that one day he will be appearing and these trials will be ended up and we will be rewarded by him. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Having the choice to suffer is a privilege and will have the reward of it. If people scorn us and abuse our names because we are following him and in line with his word, then we should be happy for that. We are achieving what God wanted from us to achieve. The religious system at the time of Christ and later on the apostles had rejected Christ because they were holding fast to their worldly privileges and prestige, and because they were sitting over a corruptible system that Christ and his word and conduct expose and condemn. Now, if we follow what Christ and his word ordained, then we are led by the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. To accomplish his will and plan, that even we will be met by reproach of the people who are opposing God's word, we still need to be happy. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. On their part, he and or we evil spoken, but on our part, he is glorified, and we are living his will in accordance to his word. On their part, he was called a deceiver. Matthew chapter 27, verse 63. Matthew chapter 27, verse 63, saying, "Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' And we today are called false prophets and deceivers." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 8. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers, and yet true. But on our part, he is the way, and we are speaking the truth in love. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. There is suffering of other kind, and that is due to sin. Followers of Christ should not suffer because sin like stealing, cheating, telling lies, promoting corruption, immoralities, and the rest of evil doing. We need to understand that non-willingness to do what Christ wants from us because we are not willing to suffer, then that will put on us the sin of compromises, and we will be shearers with evildoers. Paul said to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. When people do wrong and we keep silent, then as we are laying our hands on someone who does not deserve the office, keeping silent and swallowing lies and doing nothing about sin is not the way to serve God. With such attitude, we are supporting wrong people and deserting Christ. Peter said, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters." When we don't defend the truth, we are killing it, and we are murderers. When we abuse the terms that God placed in his word, then we are thieves and evildoers. When we do many things but not touching the area that need to be corrected or the sin that need to be dealt with, then we are acting as a busybody. Many, they kick the blessings of God coming to them by siding with the evildoers just out of fear, or just because they don't want their lives to be in turmoil because of the backbiting of evildoers who would wage war against them when they are correcting them. Apostle Peter said, "But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters, he is addressing some big crimes like murder and stealing. Since the letter was addressed to the church, and there in his letter no evidence that there is among them people who do such, then most likely what he means is the following. When the church choose to avoid suffering on the hands of those who oppose the truth, and when the church is siding with them by keeping silent of their wrongdoing, to avoid suffering, then the church is sharing the same criminal action that the religious system composed of the chief priests and the teachers of law inflicted on Christ. Let it be known among us that if we will not put a clear demarcation between good and evil in our lives and ministries, then we are accused with the same crimes of those criminals who put Christ to death. God will judge us for that. Jesus said to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 23, verse 29 to 32. Matthew 23, verse 29 to 32. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because ye build the tombs of the prophets and garnish the sepulchres of the righteous, and say, if we had been in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Wherefore, ye be witnesses unto yourselves that ye are the children of them which killed the prophets. Fill ye up then the measure of your fathers. When we keep silent while sin is going on, and when people who are called by God are doing evil, and our indifference to the truth of God and to the law of God, which is broken, then we are partakers with those who killed the prophets of God and who crucified Christ. Peter wept bitterly when he denied that he knows Christ. We ought to repent every time we don't allow the truth of God to be well spoken, or when sin is not will, it's not will dealt with. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. We are called to glorify God by declaring the truth. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10 to 11, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reproach them. Even if it causes us trouble, it is worthy to declare the truth in such a way. We should not be ashamed what the people getting bad opinion or impression about us, but let us be intimidated and be ashamed when we are not doing what the Word of God is telling us to do. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Indifference to the truth is sin, as well as the indifference toward sin. Both of them God judges. God will judge first his people because they knew his word and because they had given his grace, and they should show their accountability to all what they had heard, received, and seen. For the time is come, so we are constrained with time and should not allow it to be too late to respond with God's call to do our part for Him. That judgment must begin at the house of God. Amen. It is very fair. And we should know that knowing Christ makes us more accountable and we will sure receive his judgment if we will not keep holiness and behave indifferently like those who have not heard Christ's gospel and God's word. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? We will be judged first, and worse will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel. Therefore, if we will be indifferent to the truth of God and compromises and escape our duty to face sin and correct evildoers, then we will be in their camps and we will share the wrath of God that he will send to them. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. We really need to move away from those who oppose the truth. First Peter chapter 4, verse 18. First Peter chapter 4, verse 18. And if the righteous is scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Apostle Peter made it clear to the church, and if the righteous is scarcely be saved, that for our salvation, we need to work it out with fear and trembling. Everyone would be tested and scrutinized. If we are willing to quit compromises and to stand firm with the truth, then salvation will be ours. Otherwise, then we will share the lot of the ungodly. My dear and beloved, putting Christ as our example will teach us to abide with God's commands, and finally will lead us to lead our lives to serve him by serving others. Mm-hmm. Keeping all the commands of God and laying our lives for the sake of others will express the true love, willing to give and to sacrifice is the character of Christ's charity. First Peter chapter 4, verse 19. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful creator. Let us be willing to suffer for Christ's sake, keeping his word and showing his love causes us opposition and suffering from those who oppose the truth and delight in lies. But it is worthy the suffering, and we need to endure because God is faithful. He will neither let us down nor will forget all the good that we have done for him and for his people in keeping them walking in the truth and in keeping serving them in love. Suffering according to the will of God should be our goal and aim in our Christian walk and ministry. And we keep that by committing and yielding our lives in our souls fully to him to take us and keep us in the way he wants us to go as ordained in his word that we explain in the message. We need to be assured that in pain, he is there to suit us. In opposition, he is suffering with us. In suffering and serving others, he is our hope and inspiration to continue to do so until we will meet with him in the day of his coming in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians 4:18. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the death to give me eternal life. Lord, I thank you for your word that makes me understand the way that you want me to live for you. Let us confess our sins to the Lord, ask God forgiveness for your non-willingness to suffer, non-willingness to serve, and show love to others, and for your murmuring and compromises. Lord, I commit my life to you, being willing to serve others with the spiritual gift that you gave me. Lord, I am willing to stand for the truth, willing to face sins, corruption, and compromises inside and outside your church. Lord, empower me with the Holy Spirit and encourage me with people who say lot of things against me because of your word and the truth. Lord, sustain me and provide for me to continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who accepted your word and are willing to live their lives and serve you and suffer for your word. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs. Lord, deliver them from all persecution and the attacks of the devil. Bless us and sustain us as a church. Lord, help us, protect us, and provide for us to go on in serving you, yes, and to do your work and your will. Lord, we pray that you will refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and enable us to serve others with love. Lord, lead us to plant new Bible studies and new congregation for the church and fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.